Welcome back to WCRB in Concert for Bach's birthday. I'm Brian McCree. To celebrate the 336th anniversary of Bach's birth, we're bringing together several performances from Boston's musical life over the last few years. And our next stop is Cape Ann and the gorgeous Shalin Liu Performance Center, where Rockport Music presented a concert by pianist Marc-André Hamelin. And in the midst of a characteristically wide-ranging program was a particular take on Bach's music by composer Ferruccio Busoni. Busoni was inspired by the culminating movement of Bach's Partita No. 2 for solo violin. In strict academic terms, this chaconne is a type of piece in which several variations are built on a repeating bass line. But in emotional terms, it is simply one of the most powerful single pieces Bach had written up to that point in his still young career as a composer. Busoni recognized that power and imagined it transformed for his instrument, the piano. He wrote his arrangement of the piece during a very short time that he taught at the New England Conservatory, and he played the first performance in Boston in 1893. And from 2019, this is Marc-André Hamelin's Rockport Music performance of the Bach Busoni Chaconne in concert from WCRB. For many people, this piece represents a sort of emotional map, a processing and working out of darkness and pain. It's always held that power, but in light of the pandemic and its wide-ranging effects of the last year, it's a power that I think is magnified in this moment. Ferruccio Busoni created this arrangement of the Chaconne from Bach's Partita No. 2 for solo violin. And it was performed here by Marc-André Hamelin in a 2019 Rockport Music concert at the Shaolin Liu Performance Center on Cape Ann. Like virtually everyone whose livelihood is based in performance, Marc-André Hamelin has had a challenging year. In the midst of it, though, he's just released a new recording, one devoted to opera transcriptions and fantasies by Franz Liszt and his contemporary Sigismund Thalberg. You'll find more information about that recording when you start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, where you'll also find a link to Rockport Music and the virtual performances they're presenting in the near future. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm Brian McCreath, and this is WCRB in Concert for Bach's Birthday. Even with its considerable emotional punch, in its original form for violin, the Chaconne you just heard was just one part of a collection of six multi-movement works Bach wrote as a young man. It's a collection that, according to Christoph Wolff's 2020 book, Bach's Musical Universe, very self-consciously explores all the possibilities of the dance forms common in the composer's day. It was an early part of what Wolff describes in his book as Bach's lifelong determination to build a body of work unlike any the world had seen before. Much later in Bach's life, that determination had crystallized into a mastery of counterpoint, or the combining of individual musical lines to create harmony. Just about any musician will tell you that that mastery has yet to be surpassed by any other composer. And still establishing his historic track record, only now with many, many other chapters added to it, Bach created the ultimate expression of counterpoint, the art of fugue, so pure in its intent that the composer didn't even specify any particular instrumentation. Wolff writes, "Never even remotely popular in any era, the art of fugue nonetheless secured in professional circles once and for all the historical status of a musical technique, form, and genre that had already become inseparable from its author." And yes, while never the most popular of Bach's works, the Australian Chamber Orchestra made a pretty great case for the art of fugue in a 2019 concert presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. From that concert, here's the first part of the Art of Fugue, Contrapuntas 1 through 4. Richard Tognetti leads the Australian Chamber Orchestra in concert from WCRB. With just a hint of that Swingles Singers effect, that was the Australian Chamber Orchestra both playing their string instruments and vocalizing through Contrapuntis 4 from Bach's The Art of Fugue. This 2019 Celebrity Series of Boston concert began with Contrapuntis 1 through 4, the opening part of Bach's final statement on counterpoint. Richard Tognetti led the Australian Chamber Orchestra. The Celebrity Series of Boston, by the way, continues to offer virtual concerts during this time of dark concert halls. Coming up on April 16th, pianist Conrad Tau will perform a live stream that, true to form, is wide-ranging. He'll play some of his own music, a piece by contemporary composer Jason Eckhart, and Schumann's Kreisleriana. For more information, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, where you'll also find links to the other musicians and presenters on this program, including the Handel and Haydn Society, Rockport Music, Marc-André Hamelin, and Boston Baroque. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. In Bach's Musical Universe, the book published by Christoph Wolff a year ago, the culmination of Bach's musical life and work is represented by two pieces, The Art of Fugue, part of which you just heard, and The Mass in B Minor. Assembled over the course of a number of years, The Mass, writes Wolff, demonstrates Bach's magisterial command of vocal polyphonic art, consummating his achievements in that category and indeed establishing a new threshold. This judgment applies not only to the wide-ranging compositional, stylistic, and timbral variety of the Mass, but also to the stirring, expressive, and theologically meaningful renderings of the venerable text. In 2016, Boston Baroque brought this masterpiece to the stage of New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. And with soprano Kira Duffy and mezzo-soprano Jennifer Rivera, this is the opening Kyrie and Gloria from Bach's Mass in B Minor. Martin Perlman leads Boston Baroque in concert from WCRB. From a 2016 performance at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, Martin Perlman led this selection from J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor, with soprano Kira Duffy and mezzo-soprano Jennifer Rivera. The trajectory that you heard from Lord Have Mercy to We Give You Thanks for Your Great Glory begins a deeply emotional and musically stunning setting of the Catholic Mass text, a setting Bach himself never heard in a performance. To learn more about the Mass and its place as one of the pinnacles of Bach's life as a composer, I recommend Christoph Wolff's 2020 book, Bach's Musical Universe. You'll find a link to information about the book at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's where you'll also find links to Boston Baroque, which is performing again on April 10th. Soprano Amanda Forsyth sings Handel's Gloria and arias from Partenope, and Christina Day Martinson and Sarah Darling are the soloists in Bach's Double Concerto. Again, you'll find more information about that concert and the rest of the performers and presenters featured in this program when you start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. This broadcast for Bach's birthday was produced by me, Brian McCreath, and our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Thank you to all of the musicians and staff of the Handel and Haydn Society, the Celebrity Series of Boston, Boston Baroque, and Rockport Music, as well as the Australian Chamber Orchestra and Marc-André Hamelin for making this broadcast possible. And thank you for joining us on WCRB, Classical Radio Boston.